NPR's Book Concierge has hundreds of recommendations from NPR staff and critics. So many good choices, it can be hard to know where to start. So today, we have four recommendations of books for kids and young adults, or for adults who like to read books for kids and young adults. To kick it off, I'll share my recommendation. It's Before the Ever After by Jacqueline Woodson. I realize this is not going to sound like an obvious topic for young readers. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy, otherwise known as CTE. It's the brain disease many former NFL players have been diagnosed with. But that's what Woodson writes about in her latest book. She takes on the subject of CTE through the story of a 12-year-old boy whose dad is a big football star. He's a giant of a guy who wears a Super Bowl ring and always gets asked for his autograph. And suddenly, he can't remember his son's name. Woodson writes about how dreams fall apart and how you keep loving someone even as you're losing them. But she does this in a beautiful, touching way. It's not a depressing book. And I think it could help young athletes and their parents talk about the risks and benefits of playing football. It's a wonderful story with a non-preachy message.
I'm Barry Hardiman, and I'm a books editor here at Weekend Edition. And I'm recommending The List of Things That Will Not Change by Rebecca Stead. Last summer, I was reading a feature on what famous people read, which is usually quite irritating. But in this case, Gia Tolentino recommended middle grade author Rebecca Stead. Truly, I cannot thank her enough. All of her books are marvelous, and her most recent, The List of Things That Will Not Change, is no exception. It's narrated by a 12-year-old. Her name is Bea, and the book tells the story of life since her parents' divorce. Bea is funny and charming and insightful, and she is, in that kind of quirk that only really great writers can pull off, a real child. She reads like a real person, and her perspectives and her emotions feel authentic. But the adults in the book are real people, too. So Stead actually accomplishes this great feat of creating a family that does feel familiar and warm, but without being that classically sentimental or too maudlin kind of middle grade book. So, with thanks to Gia Tolentino, I give you The List of Things That Will Not Change, which is a novel made for 2021 family book clubs.
I'm Mary Glendinning with NPR's Research, Archives, and Data Strategy team. The rad book I want to tell you about is Midnight at the Barclay Hotel. It was written by Fleur Bradley and illustrated by Javier Bonet. It's about three kids who team up to solve a mystery at the historic and quite possibly haunted Barclay Hotel. Some guests receive unexpected invitations promising a free and relaxing weekend getaway, but there's a catch. It turns out one of them is a murderer. This book has it all: a group of strangers with secrets, ghost hunting, deadly desserts, a spring snowstorm, and a nice bit of teamwork. If you're a middle grade reader who might have secrets of your own or sometimes feel a little out of place, and you're ready for a sweet and mild taste of red herrings, this book is for you. Next stop, Agatha Christie.
I'm Alyssa Nadworny, and I cover higher ed for NPR. I'm recommending Stamped by Jason Reynolds and Ibram X. Kendi. It's basically the history of racist ideas told through different characters throughout history. This is an adaptation of a much larger, denser adult book on the same topic. I love this because it's a history book, but it's not really a history book. Like, it doesn't feel like a history book. It doesn't feel like something you would read for school. And they do a really awesome job of kind of weaving in contemporary ideas, lyrics from songs, commercials, things from pop culture. So it feels like it's a now book, even though it's talking about history. Also, Jason Reynolds' writing is just like, it's so good. It's so good. I want to read everything he's written.
That was Alyssa Nadworny recommending Stamped, Mary Glendinning recommending Midnight at the Barclay Hotel, Barry Hardiman, who recommended The List of Things That Will Not Change, and I recommended Before the Ever After. For the full list of NPR Book Concierge recommendations, you can visit npr.org/bestbooks.